Christ to be the Savior and Lord of your life, so that you can come into a wonderful relationship with your loving Creator God. Just wave your hand at me so I can see you, and I'll do my very best to get one to you as well. As I was saying, how do we know that Jesus Christ truly is the Messiah that he claimed to be? How do we know? How can we be sure that he really is the way, the truth, and the life? How can we know that the words that he spoke were the truth? Well, I'll explain to you how. There are many, many different world religions. Thousands, perhaps maybe even millions. There are some major religions that we are familiar with. But when you think about these world religions, all of the leaders or the founders of these religions are today dead and buried in their graves. Why? Because they were mere human beings like you and I. And because they were mere human beings, yes,
God bless you, dear.
That's right.
I have something for you, sir. You're already born again, I can tell by the bright light coming forth from your face. But this one is for you.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
I hope you can make it to our Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. All of the major world religions and their leaders, their founders, all of them are dead and buried in their graves today because they were mere human beings like you and I. Because they were mere human beings like you and I, they were all subject to error. Because none of them were perfect, because none of us as human beings are perfect.
This is
Wall
Street.
However, there are two things that distinguishes Jesus from every other so-called religious leader. First of all, let's look at his birth. Jesus Christ's birth was miraculous. His mother Mary, a young teenager when she became pregnant, was not impregnated by a human being. She did not have sexual intercourse with a human being.
This is a Brooklyn-bound 4 train. The next stop is Bowling Green.